U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington after a holiday season break. One of the key foreign policy issues he faces is the stalled Middle East peace process. The president is hopeful Israel and the Palestinians can move past roadblocks and disagreements from last year to move Mideast peace efforts forward. We asked VOA correspondent Kent Klein, what is the latest from the White House on the peace talks?
Well, not much, frankly. If there's anything going on, we're not hearing much about it. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross is expected to travel to the region this week if he hasn't done so already. There's no word on exactly whom he'll be meeting or what they'll be discussing, but State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said there earlier in the week that there are no plans for the other Mideast envoy, George Mitchell, who's been working on this latest round of talks, to go with him. But Crowley said that Ross also has, of course, has the Middle East in his portfolio. White House officials really haven't given any indication recently that President Obama has spoken with either Prime Minister Netanyahu or President Abbas. They say that the president remains engaged in the peace process, but we really haven't heard much in the way of specifics.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy meets with President Obama at the White House next Monday, as you know. Will they discuss the Middle East peace process?
Oh, almost certainly. That's probably going to be one of their main areas of discussion. But they probably won't reach any complete agreement on any issues because there's a bit of difference between the U.S. and France on these issues. France is disappointed that the U.S. has not been able to push the Israeli-Palestinian talks forward. Mr. Sarkozy has been proposing having some of the leading countries in the world hold a conference on the issue at which they would decide on an approach and then put pressure on the two sides as an international group. And the U.S. and France also disagree about how to deal with Syria. France has been engaging openly with Syria. The U.S. isn't really ready to go that far just yet. Even though during his vacation, Mr. Obama went around Congress to appoint his ambassador to Damascus.
Well, what are the American people saying about all this?
Not much. At the moment, Americans and their leaders in Washington are pretty much focused on domestic politics. You know, on Wednesday, the new Congress took office with much larger numbers of Republicans, and people are focused on that. They're also, of course, focused on the economy with the stubborn unemployment rate. And so they're not really concentrating much on Middle East peace. And if you talk to Americans, you get a wide range of views, of course, but one view you hear quite a bit is that it's almost a bit fatalistic about the Middle East talks, just a feeling that this conflict will just always be going on.
VOA White House correspondent Kent Klein. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.